Audio Renaissance presents Tree of Smoke by Dennis Johnson. Read for you by Will Patton. 1963. Last night at 3 a.m., President Kennedy had been killed. Seaman Houston and the other two recruits slept while the first reports traveled around the world. There was one small night spot on the island, a dilapidated club with big revolving fans in the ceiling and one bar and one pinball game. The two Marines who ran the club had come by to wake them up and tell them what had happened to the president. The two Marines sat with the three sailors on the bunks in the Quonset hut for transient enlisted men, watching the air conditioner drip water into a coffee can and drinking beer. The Armed Forces Network from Subic Bay stayed on through the night, broadcasting bulletins about the unfathomable murder. Now it was late in the morning, and Seaman Apprentice William Houston, Jr. began feeling sober again as he stalked the jungle of Grande Island carrying a borrowed .22 caliber rifle. There were supposed to be some wild boars roaming this island military resort, which was all he had seen so far of the Philippines. He didn't know how he felt about this country. He just wanted to do some hunting in the jungle. There were supposed to be some wild boars around here. He stepped carefully, thinking about snakes and trying to be quiet because he wanted to hear any boars before they charged him. He was aware that he was terrifically on edge. From all around came the 10,000 sounds of the jungle, as well as the